Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
I'm Ed Lamb, CEO of Mount Carmel Health System, and I want to give you an update on the review process Mount Carmel has conducted over the last several months into the cases of patients who receive care from Dr. William Heusel. Our team has been hard at work taking actions to chart a new path for Mount Carmel and ensure this never happens again. We are implementing meaningful changes throughout our system to ensure that our colleagues provide the best possible care and that patients and their families can be confident in our services. We have completed an extensive review of the records of patients treated by Dr. Heusel, and based on that review, the total number of affected patients remains 35, as we previously shared. We have also undertaken a careful case-by-case examination of the role of every colleague who was a part of the medication administration for the affected patients and the members of the management involved in oversight of those colleagues. As a result of that process, we are keeping one colleague on administrative leave, and we will be terminating employment of 23 colleagues, including 5 physician, nursing, and pharmacy management team members, effective today. An additional 11 colleagues will have the opportunity to return to work after they complete additional training and education. Bringing colleagues back to work is a significant decision, and all who have been involved in the review process are confident in the decision to return these individuals to clinical care positions. Although our patient review is now complete, we continue to work on strengthening our culture of safety. We will consistently reinforce our culture that each colleague has the right to speak up about safety concerns and that it is our expectation that they do so. We are deeply sorry for the additional grief and frustration this has caused, and we are working to provide reasonable settlements with affected families. We will continue to be forthcoming on changes we make to our system to strengthen patient safety and quality of care. However, we will not be able to comment on the legal cases except through the legal forum. All of us at Mount Carmel understand that it will take time to restore our patients' and community's trust. We hope our community knows how seriously we take our role as a vital partner and the healthcare home for so many of our friends, families, and neighbors. In fact, it is that responsibility that Mount Carmel plays in the community that compels me to do all that I can to help move our organization beyond this tragedy. While it has been my privilege to lead this team and implement significant changes throughout our system already, I know that new leadership has the ability to facilitate healing and help restore trust in the organization. With that in mind, I have made the decision to resign as CEO of Mount Carmel, effective July 25th. This was a difficult decision. I truly want the best for this organization, for our colleagues, and for the people we serve. An interim CEO will soon be appointed for Mount Carmel, and I will work with that leader to ensure a smooth transition. In addition, Dr. Richard Streck, Executive Vice President and Chief Clinical Officer for Mount Carmel, will retire at the end of September. I am certain Mount Carmel will continue to learn from these events and grow in the future, just as we have at all stages of our more than 130-year history of providing compassionate care for Central Ohio. We will be guided in these efforts by our highest priority, delivering safe, high-quality, people-centered care. I am confident in the team of more than 11,000 colleagues who dedicate their lives daily to those we serve, and I know they look forward to working with our community to make both our system and the community even stronger moving forward.